is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang and Cleo Pascal, a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We're going to the South Pacific, much in the news following the AUKUS announcement, Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States in a security arrangement across the Indo-Pacific into the islands of the Pacific. The headlines, Washington Post, Biden and French President Macron set October meeting following unprecedented rift. French President Emmanuel Macron will send the country's ambassador back to Washington next week, French and new officials said, as the two countries sought to reset relations after a secret arms deal led to an ugly diplomatic rupture. I end and go to you, Cleo. There are 2 million French citizens about across the Pacific, from French Polynesia to New Caledonia. France is part of the story for decades, for years. Were you surprised by this unhappiness? And is there a way forward for the South Pacific as well as for France? Good evening to you, Cleo.
Good evening. It is a complicated situation. There are a lot of bilateral relationships with France. France, as mentioned, has actual French territory in the region, also, of course, in the Indian Ocean. It is a resident power in the Indo-Pacific. But it has very much its own positioning in the region and globally. So it will sell those submarines, for example. It sold submarines to India, but also to Pakistan. And when we were doing this research for Chatham House on how different countries perceive each other in the Indo-Pacific, the French told us very openly that their unique sales point is that they have lower political and technological conditionality than the U.S., which means they'll sell better stuff to worse people than the U.S. will. So their approach towards the region is very much to advance their interests, which are defense sales, energy, and infrastructure like construction projects. And they're kind of broke. The mainland France is kind of broke. So it may be willing to lease some of its strategic positioning in a place like French Polynesia, let Chinese come into French Polynesia with less visa restrictions, which they do now, in order to advance their economic interests, say Chinese investment in mainland France. So the French government is doing what the French government is supposed to do, which is look out for French national interests. But that takes two other things into account. If we're going to think of it, one is, are those interests aligned with greater Western interests? And second, is their long-term understanding of their own interests, including potential war with China? In which case, a lot of these calculations, short-term economic calculations, don't make sense anymore. So it needs to be sort of disaggregated in multiple different ways. Them in the region, them in the context of the EU, them in the context of a Quad Plus. It's a very complex situation, and one has to assume that the French position, rightly from a French perspective, is going to be looking out for mainland French interests primarily, and so not to take these hysterics too seriously, because they may be playing to audiences that aren't us in the way that they're responding to this change.
Gordon, you have a question for Cleo.
Cleo, Australia canceled its submarine contract with France, and France withdrew its ambassadors, not only from Washington, as we've just talked about, but also from Canberra. It appears that President Biden is going to be able to maybe patch things up with President Macron. How about the Australians? Are they going to be able to do the same thing that America appears to be on the road towards?
The French are going to do what's in French interest. I mean, all of these hysterics and these, fainting and, eye fluttering and big dramatics it's a show. So, the French are really, really hard-nosed negotiators and positioners. You know, they think they know what they're doing, and they're sending messages. The language around the messaging is, these evil Anglo-Saxons who will betray you, and they're using even subtly what happened in Afghanistan to say, don't trust the Americans, don't trust these white English-speaking Anglo-Saxon countries who will club together. That, and that messaging is specifically for countries like India or Japan, and actually especially India, to try to scythe them away from moving ahead with, for example, the Quad, because they're trying to protect French sales. If India and Japan come in particularly tight in the Quad and start buying more American equipment or producing American platforms in India, which is one of the things that's being discussed, that's a net loss for the French. Now, it's a gain in terms of the security of French territories in the Indo-Pacific, because those territories are protected by the Quad. So, you know, it is a burden. AUKUS takes some of France's burden in terms of defending its own territories in the Pacific, but they're not viewing it that way. They're viewing it as an economic loss for their defense sector. And so in order to try to protect their defense sector, they're putting on a big show to try to create division among natural allies so that countries feel slighted along with the French by this so-called Anglo-Saxon alliance. And then they're more likely maybe to buy the French stuff than the British or the American stuff when it comes along next time.
Did the French perceive China as an aggressor in the Pacific, given all of the French citizens there and all of the islands involved?
So the French, to their credit, and this is the other thing, you know, they have participated in Quad exercises and in freedom of navigation exercises, and I don't anticipate that declining. In terms of the citizens, you know, for example, in New Caledonia, there have been two independence referendums, and there will be a third. And there is an acknowledged issue with Chinese agents of influence trying to promote independence in New Caledonia in order to diminish the French role in the Pacific. So they know that the French are coming after them at a political warfare level for sure. I don't think that they consider a hardcore security risk imminent because, again, for example, they were willing to lease Hao Atoll, which is a former French military base in French Polynesia, to a Chinese aquaculture company, so-called aquaculture company, where they could, that Chinese company could use that military grade runway for bringing fish out of French Polynesia to France. I mean, it just happened to be a very well located runway that was big enough to land a space shuttle on. So they're willing to lease that strategic positioning. So I don't think that indicates to me that they're not worried about a military invasion, but they are worried about the political warfare component of it.
We have about a minute, Gordon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Macron is talking to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Cleo, what's going on there?
So this is this attempt to try to create, you know, they're going around using the term strategic autonomy, India should be more independent, more strategic autonomy, which basically means, move away from this so-called Anglo-Saxon alliance. What India needs to do for strategic autonomy isn't necessarily ditch the West. It's build up its own indigenous capacity, which it's doing. It will be launching its own nuclear submarine within a few months, indigenously produced. And that's true strategic autonomy, not tying in with the French.
Cleo Pascal is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Right now, all is in flux in a part of the world that Cleo has invited us in for many years, and I thank her for preparing us for what looks to be the great game moved to the Pacific. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.